Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Close done for first, leaving our way. We give honor and glory to God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet by telephone on a conference line every Tuesday at 6. That number is 559-546-1100. And the passcode is 9567-55 and the pound sign. If you desire prayer, and you may call Minister Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thank you for listening, and I hope you may enjoy God's holy word. I am Minister Ashley, and I will be bringing you the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, our Father, we thank thee, Lord, for another privilege that you have been given unto us. We thank you with great gratitude, Lord, and our acceptation and desire to have more and remain in what we have, or where we are. We thank you for the spiritual function. We thank you for your love, and we thank you for your grace. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all, that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Let us get into the word. Hallelujah. I just want to bring your attention to just a verse of scripture which we had the Holy Spirit bring to me. And I just want to share. And this is so important for us to actually get into the word and to actually feast on the word. Because the word is a light pathway. And so because of that, we will not stumble. So let us stick to the light, as he is the light. Now, St. John 12 and 24, I just want to embark on the word said, it starts by saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fell unto the ground and die, abideth alone. But if it dies, it beareth or bringeth forth much fruit. It bringeth forth much fruit if it dies. Now, somebody may ask the question, if it dies, how can it bring fruit? Well, that's what we're going to discuss. That's what we're going to get into. Because the impossible part is which God specializes in, that which are impossible. But of course, the process of growing are to get into this way of processing as a seed. If we think about a seed grow, it has to go through the process as somewhere it's got to die before it starts to grow. Anyway, we've seen where Jesus say these words because there is, he actually speaking of his death. Jesus speaking of his death. He spoke of his death. And in this regard, in which knowing that they seek to kill him, so they do speak of his death. So they do speak of his death. And to let the people who are around him, especially to let the disciples know and have the awareness, because this will come to pass. Normally, you don't go to Jerusalem because at this time, you know that this is the Passover feast. And because it is a Passover feast, then desire to get there. So at first we thought about the lesson in which talking about go, send this up to go and fetch him that horse, that colt. And that colt, then they according to what the scripture says, that they place their garments on the colt, and they place Jesus and the colt. Now this is one that was going. The others who are Jerusalem, the words that get out that Jesus will be in Jerusalem at the day of feast. Now I know that's a big excitement. And there are some of the people who believe in him and some did not believe in him. But they're the people who believe desire to do something wonderful. They worship him, took their garments off, and also spread their trap, got his feet, and they crown him Lord of all. Well, of course, the authority didn't like that because they never regard him as who he is. So there was a problem. So there was a hatred in one sense, that because he against a liar and a thief and dishonesty. And all the things that he spoke of against them, and he becomes more enemy because he showed him up every time. Glory to God. But what I actually want to get, I want to make this becomes a little personal, in the sense that we can maybe step up a little further, and in regard of ourselves, and because he had laid down his life for us, and so we ought to lay our lives as well down for him. Now, somebody may say, why would I want to do that? The reason why you want to do that is because you are here in one way that God created you, his purpose. That's it. He create you for his purpose. And he make you for himself. And regardless how we think, we are not here by accident. We are here to give him praise and glory and honor. And so for us to get back where we belonged, he had was to gave himself in order for us to come back. He paid for us. He paid a price. He set us free. And we can go back in the beginning where the first man, Adam, which had been lost, that fellowship. So therefore, to regain it, it was to pay the price for us, and we thank God for that. Let us get into it. Now, so verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fell unto the ground and die. We're going to stop right there. Die. Dying may be not a word in which we may say it's a word that delicious if it's could be eaten, or something, something that come to the minds, and to say that's something beautiful, or something needed to be here. We should want to hear it, but then we think about, no, we don't want to hear it because they want to live forever, and nobody wants to die. But then the reality is there, in which we got to face that sooner or later, whether it is a call, a recital, or not, or we go, and where when we die, we know not what. But it is something that happened or will happen sooner or later. We don't know when. We don't know how. We don't know where either. But it will be done. Now, I don't question if I'm afraid. I'm not afraid of it because it's a way. And if you are in Christ, you have no problem more than knowing that you are in Him. And you are in Him, you are safe. Now, dying, as you said, fall and die. While he speak of himself, then he speak of us in order to die. When I think about that, we think about when Nicodemus came to him by night and he said, you must be born again. When they asked him the way of salvation and light, he asked, said, you must be born again. And it was a question asked, why should I don't understand, to enter again the second time in my mother womb to reborn? And it's like Jesus was kind of shocked to say a ruler of the Jew and did not know even what he said to him or understand. But there he break it down to him that he must be born again and show him what it is or how is it that he can be born again. Now, when I see the word die, where we cannot go, we cannot be in the kingdom unless we go through that process. That process that we have to go through, we may not like the process. I did not think that he did like the process either, because he said, if it is possible, he said to the Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from him. But there we get back to it by saying, yes, we may don't like it, but it is the way in which it must be go in order to be having a rebirth. And the rebirth come from where you got to die everything. And the scripture declares that it must be. You say you have to bury the old man and his deeds and be crucify the old man, bury him. So what is the old man? We are born in sin and shaping in iniquity, and in sin our mother conceived us. Psalms 51. Just declare that where it must be, and it will be, that it has to be done. So we have something to say that it will. So we must understand that dying is, as he said, is a process. You cannot go. But Jesus went on to say in the same verse by death alone. And so, of course, you cannot die with anybody else but yourself. You die of yourself, and yourself, you should die of yourself, because yourself is the greatest enemy. Mm-hmm. And because yourself is the greatest enemy, Jesus spoke of that you have to die in order. So Jesus came, and he came to fulfill. And to whatever he does, he show us that this is the pathway. This is how it must be, and this it will be. But I am the exemplar because I show the example. And this is the example that everyone who won't be born again has to come through this process. And so the old man must be crucified. The old man must be destroyed. The old man must die in order to live. To live a spiritual life, a life of Christ, a life of a born-again Christian, or a person who has been born again, then he said, you die in order. If you die alone, and he went on to say, if you don't die, or if you don't die, then what happened? He says, but if the corn die, it's bring it much more fruit. It bring forth much fruit. So there it's showing us that there will be fruit. So therefore, for it to bring fruit, it's got to die. So we have a spiritual side of what he's explaining to us right now. There are some of us that don't want to do that, don't want to get there, and then we want to find ourselves in a spiritual heights, but then we just don't want to find ourselves in a squeeze or in a spot where we will able to have to go through something in order to get out to something. Seed die in order to grow. And the corn died to grow. And there's one thing which I noticed here that we're talking about this day. He said, it is, when it's put in the ground, it's dark in the hole. In the hole, it's dark. But it's dark and grow pressured to grow. We don't want to be pressured in order to grow. And we have to go through that process in order to grow. So there we were talking about that it will be something in order for it to grow. So we have to go through a spot, things which we don't want to go through in order for it to grow. Jesus went through it, and he is, as we said, the exemplar where we should able to do as he go through what he go through in order. He said, this is what we have to do. Glory to God. And what happened here, we can see that he died in order to live. And you cannot live without, in this area, or to live in the kingdom, or to be there, or to rest in the rest without that dying. You got to die in order to live. And there we have there's a process that we have to go through in order to live. Well, somebody say, I don't want to. It don't sound kind. It sound kind of mean. Well, it's not only kind of mean, But if this is the process, it is the process. It's not about mean, sweet, or something about taste good or being good. There, if we want to reach to the point where he has, then we have to go through that point. And in here, he says, a tree bringeth seed, but then you cannot bring seed unless it grows from the seed in order to be a tree. So the process to bring forth, then you have to bring forth, you have to go through the process of dying in order to be what you become. It's like a child that born and grew up to become a man or a woman. Have to go through that process. And it's the same that, as he said, he said, for he is not, as God has said, God is not, as he may explain this part unto his disciples. For he is not a part of the dead. The living. For all that to him. Everything, every last drop of have to come through, because God does not have any pleasure in death or in the dead, but pleasure in the living. So you see that dying process in order to live. In order to grow, then you have to die. And in order to bring much fruit, as he said, much fruit, have to go through some hard time. Hard maybe time in which you never expect yourself to go through. But maybe we'll say we cannot or we can't go through. But then we may be surprised to know that we can, because he allowed us to go through, and he will help us to go through. He's been there, and so he will help us to do so. And when we find ourselves at the spot, then we will able to, when we able to bring forth much fruit, bear it and bring it, because we die. He died to save us. He died that we may go at loss to heaven. He died to set us free. He gave his blood for you and me. He made himself a sacrifice that we may able, yes, that we may able to get on it. He swung the door of heaven open and let us in. Oh, what a grace. Oh, what a wonder. We did not deserve it, but we gave it unto us anyhow. We just want to say, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, sir. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for allow us, Lord, to enjoy, Lord, that in which, Lord, you have done through the Spirit, man, we can enjoy in which we have learned or what we believe, what we can understand, because you went to the cross, and we love the cross. Because you went to the cross, we have hope. We thank God. We thank God, that he raised Jesus from the dead. And because he did it, he raised him from the dead, then so am I. I'm raised as well. He lives, and because he lives, I live. All fears have gone. I can face tomorrow. I can face whatever to come, but because I believe in him, because he has been risen. And we give the glory and we celebrate the risen Christ because he lives. Glory to God. And we just want to say that all that is happening and all that was going on, but one thing remained supremely sweet. Oh Lord, that our hope is built and nothing less. And Jesus and his righteousness. And we dare not trust the sweetest thing. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but only lean on Jesus' name and Christ, the solid rock I stand, and all other ground are sinking sand. But rise with him as he rise, that we may walk in the newness of life. Lord, and we shall not, yes, be of the dead, but of the living. That we walk in his resurrection power, not still standing at the grave and still waiting for the day to come. He has risen. Yes, said the messenger of God, the angel of God said he's risen. Yes, so therefore, you get yourself where he said to meet him, what he said to the disciple, and meet him there, and there you'll meet him. I just want to say, God bless you real good. And I hope you enjoy. May God bless. I want to say I run out of time. I will say next week, same time, same place. I'm in the stage saying goodbye until then.